Catching up with the National Pork Producers Council. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update.
Visiting here today with Lori Stevenmer with the National Pork Producers Council, your immediate past president, and so trade talk here at NAFB. So it's really good to catch up with you guys. So how's it been going so far?
Well, it's been an interesting year, and you know, as you said here at Trade Talk, trade is definitely on our minds as NPPC. About 25% of our pork is exported. So as we look at some of these agreements or deals that are being negotiated, definitely hopeful that they're going to open up some new markets for us as pork, whether that's more pork into Malaysia or even some of these frameworks like with Vietnam and Thailand.
Yeah, I kind of keep up with the USMEF just a little bit, and they're working really hard to do that. So it's really important to get those markets open because it really brings value to our product back home.
You know, it certainly does. NPPC, we like to say we kind of kick the door down so we get the market open, help with some of those agreements, and then really USMEF plays a really key role in helping promote pork within that country. So about $66 of value is what those exports mean to each pig for the pork industry.
Yeah, and that's crazy. You know, we always like to talk about the Farm Bill. The Farm Bill is still not done, but it's a work in progress. So
well, it is, and you know, a lot of the key points of the Farm Bill were happened in the One Big Beautiful Bill. So I think anywhere from 80 to 86%, whether that was some of the crop adjustment programs or SNAP. But there's still a few things that are important for us in the Farm Bill. I mean, we're looking for still a federal solution to Prop 12. You know, those state regulations that go beyond the border of California are in our concern with patchwork of regulations, each state doing its own thing, to be challenging for us as a pork industry.
Yeah, and that's still kind of something on the radar maybe to put into the Farm Bill is something against Prop 12. Is that still kind of any updates there?
Yeah, that's what we're looking at. I mean, Chairman Thompson is still hopeful on a skinny Farm Bill, and he's been a good supporter for us with Prop 12 and finding a solution, federal solution to Prop 12. Both the Trump administration and the Biden administration are, you know, supportive of the pork industry and our preemption against Prop 12. So we've got a lot of support. We're just looking at that skinny Farm Bill to bring it forward.
Yeah, and another thing here, Make America Healthy Again, that's kind of a big thing that's popped up recently.
Yeah, and you know, certainly we want Americans to be healthy, and the focus on protein lends well to us as pork, right? We're all about protein. But for us, what would be most concerning is the ultra-processed foods. And if you look at bacon and sausage, some of the ingredients we use as a food stabilizer, a preservative, if that would get pork and those products classified as ultra-processed and not able to be on menus or in schools, that could be really challenging. So really keeping an eye on that and leaning into the good aspects of pork and protein, but making sure we don't get categorized like Cheetos and Twinkies.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Well, I guess last point here. I know I've heard a little bit about disease in the country, but foreign animal disease is always a big topic in the pork world. So any updates there, I guess?
Well, we're happy that in the One Big Beautiful Bill, we did get funding for what we call our three-legged animal health stool. So funding for supplies, our veterinary network. So very key there. Still working on, traceability and bringing that program. It's still on our minds. I mean, I think there's always concern with some producer fatigue, but it's still important. And, appreciative of the funding that we did get and really all the work that the producers are doing for biosecurity and traceability.
And you are from southern Minnesota, so any message to the pork producers back home?
One thing about this last year's past president, I've had a chance to just meet so many great producers, appreciate all the work they do on their farms, the resiliency and the persistency they have. So just thank them for their support, and really pork producers all over, just tell them to keep up the good work.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.